Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 445 of Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 27, Unfinished Business.
It aired on ABC Kids.
Oh, this is the first one to air on ABC Kids.
This is the first episode to be on ABC Kids. It aired on September 14th, 2002, written by Suzy Shimoyama and directed by Taro Sakamoto.
Josh, before we talk about this episode, can I just say something?
It's half your podcast, so...
Can I just say something about... Y'all, I don't think The Order is ever coming out.
It's on Netflix. Go watch The Order on Netflix. It's a stupid show about dumb magic werewolf
college. It's about magic werewolf witches, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, honestly, maybe we're just going to have to accept that that's as much Order as we're going to get. Because I found Allison Kipperman's Instagram.
Okay.
Currently, she's Allison Sullivan now. She's married. She has a mustard farm that's doing very well. She just got into like a chain of like grocery stores. So like, hell yeah, Allison. I don't like mustard, but I'm proud of you.
What color is mustard? It's yellow.
Yellow. Boom. She never left. but then I was just scrolling through her pictures, just, you know, like you do on Instagram. And one of them, I was like, that background looks pretty familiar, I think. And I clicked on it and I was like, okay, let me see if this is what I think. So I went to the old Internet Movie Database and I looked up the Power Rangers movie, The Order. And yep, she's supposed to be in The Order because that background was in all their promo shots. But that was like 3 years ago that it was announced. They got $150,000 from Indiegogo to make a bad comic book. It was supposed to be for a whole ass movie. What happened, The Order?
Here's what happened. They decided to make a The Order cinematic universe instead of just a The Order movie.
Look, you can't make a universe if you don't make the thing first.
Yeah, the problem is that they made that comic, and I think immediately when the comic was pitched, the idea was too ambitious. And so it's just petered out.
I feel like, because, like, look, I don't know who drew this comic, and I'm not here to cast to throw stones, right? But it could not have been very expensive to get that comic drawn, because it looked like someone traced pictures of them.
You say a comic.
A graphic novel.
Okay. How many pages do you know offhand? How many pages?
I don't know how many pages. A graphic novel is usually like 100 to 110.
Okay, so let's say
it could be like 60 for all we know.
I'll give it the benefit of the doubt and say it's 150 pages. So it's a $1,000 per page graphic novel.
You know that all that money's went right into Karen Ashley's pocket.
Yeah, she spent like $20 on a graphic novel, and now she has $149,980.
It's like she paid her like nephew to run pictures through a Photoshop filter to make it look like comic books. It's bad. But like, where's the rest of it?
So Karen Ashley,
I'm glad
I
didn't chip in any money, or else I would be upset.
Oh yeah, I'd be making a much bigger stink about this if they got any cash from me.
Yeah.
So Karen Ashley is what, an executive producer?
She's like the executive producer on it.
So this all is her fault?
Mostly, yeah, because she's the, like, it's her production company in charge of it. And as far as I know, she's the only one that works for them. David Fielding is also involved. Nakia Baris is like pretty high up, but I don't know if that's just because like her and Karen are very good friends or what. But like, I just want to know what's up with The Order, now, especially now that I know that Allison Sullivan's going to be in it. Allegedly. She's got big hair, and you know I'm into that. Anyway, we should probably go watch Unfinished Business.
Hold on. Okay. It didn't all load. Here we go. Okay, so currently on our ranger listing of 43 Power Rangers, Aisha is number 40.
revenge for us ranking her so low?
Until The Order comes out, I think she's gonna be number 43. That's right, you're worse than Trey.
That's, yeah, you know what? Bump her down.
I'm doing it. I'm going to edit the document right now.
Edit it. Bumper down for number one, time crimes in canon and out of canon, just saying we're going to make this movie and then taking $150,000 and then not making any little bit of that movie.
Yikes. All right. Congratulations, Aisha. You did it. You're at the bottom of the list.
Way to go, Aisha. Anyway, if you're new here, we don't normally yell about the order for so long. I just got on a thing and I was like, I don't have anywhere else to talk about it. I mean, I could on Twitter, but that's just screaming into the void, really. So what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch The Power, and we come back. You know, you all know. We're going to go watch Unfinished Business, a title I'm amazed has not been used yet in the 450 almost episodes.
Wild Time! And we are back, and we've watched Unfinished Business, and I have some unfinished business with this episode.
What could you mean?
Well, hopefully, I'm here to finish the business.
We're going to finish it. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's our website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through In Space. You can also go to through Lost Galaxy, I think, on the...
It's in space.
Lost Galaxy's not up on the website yet?
Mm-mm.
That definitely needs to go up soon then. I'm pretty sure that's all fallen off.
Probably.
we also got some classic feeds. You can go listen to old episodes in a podcatcher of your choice. More from Good Classics Volume 1 and 2. Currently updated through Turbo. Including the movies, which I think are some of our best episodes. The I Love Ivan News Part 1 and 2 and...
Turbo. Power Rangers, a Turbo movie.
Power Rangers, Turbo. A Power Rangers joint.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's Turbo, a Power Rangers movie?
I think it's Turbo, a Power Rangers
movie. Power Rangers, a Turbo movie doesn't make any sense. That's like if the snails from Turbo...
got Power Ranger powers.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, makes perfect sense to me. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on NV Podcast. We're on Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Pod Finished Business. Pod Business. In this business, that might be my favorite, like, supplemental, professional wrestling phrase. Just this business. And they're always pointing down at the ring because that's where the business takes place.
That's the business.
Anyway, on Pod Finished Business, you can only listen to podcasts that other people haven't finished yet. So it's like
podcast, because there's somebody that started every episode but never finished one.
Yeah, exactly. But now, like, where you start in it is dependent on the last person who didn't finish.
Okay, because I was going to say, what's the statute of limitations? Because I usually cut out about 2 minutes before the podcast is over.
Well, a lot of people do because you're criminals. I also do it. Sometimes the plugs aren't fun, so people got to dip. I get it. But at least on all of our podcasts, if you dip out before the very, very end, you miss a cool goof.
That's right.
A good little outtake. I don't know if we've ever said that on the show before, but now I have. So now you can go back and listen to 444 outtakes. Sometimes I just forget to grab some, so there just aren't any at the end. But it's few and far between.
Yeah, we're very stupid, so there's usually something to put there.
Very much so. We're also on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some cool stuff in return. You get to help support the show. Lucky you. You also get bonus episodes and early episodes, all that jazz. It's a Monday, so we don't have to do anything else but talk about this episode, unless Great. You would like to talk about the order for another 11 minutes.
I am just as frustrated about the order as I am about this.
Okay, and this one at least exists, so we can talk about it. Karen! I know she's probably not exclusively to blame, but she is, like, the person in charge of the order. So there's nobody else for me to point my anger at.
She's the face of the company.
Exactly.
And also, she hasn't fucking said anything.
No. There was – when the graphic novel was coming out, her and Nakia Baris did these really, really weird, like almost school news reports where they played characters of themselves, and it was weird. They were just talking about the order graphic novel Icarus Uprising, which is doesn't really make any sense if you think about it.
Well, one of them is probably Icarus. We know they have code names.
Oh yeah,
because Johnny Young Bosch is Talon.
And then and like somebody is like Alyssa. I looked at the IMDb and all their names are there. There's like James.
James and Talon.
And Talon and Vargas. And Chris.
Oh.
Anyway, so you want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Where do you start? Sure.
I don't know. I keep trying to stop you.
We start off with three lasers from heaven shooting down to Earth. And they slowly triangulate on the dirt. There's nothing there. But then they blast the dirt good enough until it makes Zenaku's mask. Ooh, spooky.
It's been so long since Zenaku was here that I forgot. I didn't realize this was his mask.
You just thought it was going to be some spooky kabuki mask?
Yeah.
We cut to Willy's Roadhouse, and Merrick is there, or Eric, as my autocorrect decided this one time. Hey, can I talk about how my autocorrect is doing this really weird thing where it keeps capitalizing the word and? I don't know why.
That word very rarely, if ever, should be capital.
Yeah, you don't start a lot of sentences with it.
No.
Certainly not enough to where it should be capitalized literally every single time I type it. And it's a very stubborn one where I will go like, no. And then like I'll accidentally do it and I'll be like, oh, this is capitalized. And I will go back and I will delete it and I will type the word again. And they'll be like, oh, this is capitalized again. And I'm like, no, stop it.
Yeah, I found out in middle school that you can, in fact, begin a sentence with and, but they tell you that you can't because it just like sets up a fragment. So they're like, it's easier to teach you not to than it is to teach you how to.
That's lazy. That's pretty public school.
Yeah.
Also, it didn't catch the word trouble.
Yeah.
But it did capitalize and every time it possibly can.
Well, so, Zenaku's here and trouble's coming.
And trouble is on its way. So Merrick's playing pool at the empty Willy's Roadhouse. And he does his pool shot, and Willy comes up, he's like, hey, how come you only do one pool move? And this, so we've all come to, like, accept that, like, somehow Merrick is good at 3,000-year, the ancient king's sport of billiards. But maybe he only knows one trick and just keeps doing it.
Yeah, because Willy, who I kept calling Earl, because I think he looks
like the sandwich master.
Just like Earl. The sandwich master Earl.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you're ever in Ringe, New Hampshire, it's right across from the Walmart. Go to Sandwich Master. Get a pilgrim. You can get anything, but I highly recommend a pilgrim.
Yeah, it's very good. But he's like, hey, isn't that shot boring? You do it all the time.
Yeah. And he's like, I like this one, though. And he's like, here, let me show you another one.
Yeah, and he's like, hang on, I know a magic pool shot that I can show you because I'm one of the magic legends of the game, I guess.
He's the legend of bar pool.
Yes, we need darts. We need a good dart.
I know.
A magic dart player.
So there, this episode's bad, so I don't know how much we're gonna, I mean, maybe we'll talk about it for 2 hours. I certainly hope not. I mean, we can't because you have to work today.
That's true. I have to be at work in 2 hours. So,
okay. Well, so we definitely can't go that long, but just to derail for like a second, Dave J over on the Super Sentai Brothers recently made a Power Rangers RPG, called Go! Sentai Heroes. And it's like a Powered by the Apocalypse. So there's like playbooks and stuff, but the amount of research that went into classifying Power Rangers and Sentai things is Banu news, and he basically figured out that every season has like up to three things that it's about. Like it's got like three themes. So there's the one that like your Zords are based on, or your powers or whatever. But then there's also like a couple others. And I was like, that can't be all the time. And like, that doesn't really make any sense. But then you watch Power Rangers Wild Force, a show about big animal robots. And it's also secretly about bar sports, which is weird.
Yep.
So, I mean, good job, Dave.
Nailed it.
You cracked the code. So he does. So it turns out it was Pool Shark. He does this magic trick where he like smacks the like he does the a pool shoot.
It's a, yeah, he does a jump shot.
Yeah, and it bounces, but then it keeps its spin momentum and leaps back up again after like a solid second of landing on the other side of the table.
This is an excellent parlor trick, but a terrible actual pool move. Because if Merrick was not there, that ball, first of all, it leaped all the way across the table. And then when it jumped the second time, would have leapt off of the table. And that's an out-of-bounds penalty, 5 yards on the pool table.
Yeah, your monkey ball has to go to jail for a minute. Also, maybe this pool trick is used to incapacitate your opponents.
Yeah. Just gut check them with the cue ball.
Yeah, just hit it and they're like, whoa. Ugh, I hate sneezes. Not as much as Vince McMahon hates sneezes. But I don't like doing them.
I love just picturing him in his office sneezing and just getting furious.
So you hit the ball. It does the cool jump. It lands and it's still spinning. And you're like, whoa, that's very impressive, pool opponent. And then comes up, smacks you right in the noggin. You're out.
Just like slams into your sternum.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it's for. And he's like, whoa, you can do pool? And Will is like, I don't like talking about the past. But yes, I can do pool.
Pool hurt me. It hurt me bad.
I want to know Willie's dark, tragic pool backstory.
Yeah, I don't know
where
if we'll
he was
get
like
any.
About to be the number one pool player, but then the mob killed his family
because of, over pool
because he wouldn't throw the pool game.
No, or he wouldn't hustle for the mob.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they're like, "Well, you're the best. And if we can't have you, we're gonna. Oh boy, we're gonna kill you so bad. You're gonna go.
We're not gonna kill you, but we're gonna kill your family and make sure nobody ever goes to your pub.
Yeah, and you're gonna have to own a bar in the woods that no one goes to except for a biker named Chisel. So he starts racking up the pool balls. He's like, "All right, it's gonna be your break." And as he's doing this, the window blows open and an ill portent blows in on the wind.
Yeah, it brushes Merrick's hair across his face.
And then Merrick's like, oh. And so he's like, all right, you're breaking. Looks up and Merrick's gone. He's like, okay, that's a weird thing to do.
This must happen all the time.
I assume so.
Not them playing pool, obviously, because Merrick didn't know that Willie could play pool.
But just Eric like dipping.
Yeah.
Because a bad wind blows in.
Although, is the wind thing, is that a Zenaku signal?
No, because he did it in the like episode after.
Oh, you're right.
He's done this before. He's like, because okay. He even said like, I'll know because the wind will blow.
Okay.
And that's how I
right.
know to go do Power Ranger things.
Cole can talk to animals. Merrick can hear the wind.
Yeah, like wolves.
Yeah.
Just
you know,
like wolves.
You know, like a lone wolf can do.
Yeah, when they can hear the wind and tell when there's another wolf. But this one's made of metal.
It's in trouble, or it is, trouble.
He is. He's a demon wolf in trouble, but he's a unicorn. He's very far away. So he runs to somewhere, just like the woods, where they always are. And he hears Zenaku's little, like, flute Zelda sounds. And he's like, whoa, what is that? And then Zenaku walks out playing a flute. And
he looks through, like, this tunnel that goes under a small bridge or something. And see, yeah. But Zenaku like fades in, and so for a minute I was like, "Oh, is this gonna be like Merrick has to literally fight his demons? Zenaku is not real, but Merrick can see him, or something like
that." Yeah, that would have been much cooler than
what happened.
Just like Zenaku, like lightning from heaven made Zenaku back.
Yep.
I think maybe it was Animus. I think this is an Animus thing because it did come from heaven.
So you're saying Animus brought Zenaku back to kill Merrick?
Yeah, or just to like test him or something because he's a dick, because right. Animus sucks.
Oh, he could have. It's very much be a team building exercise that Animus would think of.
Yeah, instead of being like, hey man, it's Power Rangers, you know the basic premise of Power Rangers.
You literally were one 3,000 years ago. You were part of a team, and now you're, like, angsty about it.
Yeah, I don't do teams. I'm a pool player now. So we cut up to Shayla for 2 seconds, and she's, like, literally clutching her pearls and calls the Rangers. And she's like, Merrick is in trouble.
So the Rangers, they're in the park, and they're eating ice cream, but... Yeah. They're sitting on like a staircase or a fountain or something, but they're all facing the camera. Uh-huh. And so they're hanging out, first of all, in a very weird way. But they're also all very specifically posed. And the only one I remember is on the grass in front of everybody. Cole is laying down Burt Reynolds style, licking his ice cream.
What a weird composition.
But they're not, none of them are saying anything. It's like...
No, it's like at the end of Avengers. Their iced cream.
It's like the end of Avengers where they're all eating shawarma in silence.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Just like hanging
so
out.
So weird.
We cut back. It's Zenaku versus Howling Wolf Merrick as he morphed in the interim. And Zenaku's just throwing him around like a baby. Like he's a little kid. And he's like, "You surprised to see me?" And he's like, "I killed you." And he's like, "Well, clearly you didn't do a very good job of that because I'm beating you up right now."
Zenaku does one of my favorite sword fight tropes in that he throws his weapon into the air and then punches Merrick a lot and then catches the weapon and hits him with it.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
I love that.
So the Rangers show up and they run up and they see them like, "Zenaku's back. What? How is this possible?" And they go to morph and Merrick's like, "No, this is my problem. I need to do it myself."
Also, at this point, Zenaku has kicked Merrick to the ground and is like standing on him.
Yeah. Merrick's like, "I got this. Don't worry about me." They're like, "Merrick, you're like, I can see you bleeding through your suit." So then Zenaku's like, "When you destroyed the mask, my soul was also freed from the mask, and now I'm going to take your soul because we were bonded for so long that I want the power back so I can have it be in charge."
This,
I think, is what he said.
This doesn't make any sense to me because
it doesn't.
Because of something that is going to come up in a little bit.
Yeah, I also do want to, so sometimes when I take notes, I like 360 no scope it because like I just trust that autocorrect will turn the words into at least words. It doesn't account for when I accidentally hit the emoji button and then just type a string of emojis.
Oh no.
So I wrote, "Now he's going to take Merrick J instead of a K at the end. Leafy branch, goat, Christmas tree, goat, regular tree, rat. Train from the side, train from the front."
That basically means soul or power, that, I think.
I think that is the emoji equation for soul power.
He's got to take his soul power, the one power that Merrick possesses.
Yeah. And his soul, it's in his patch. So he keeps it. So. Zenaku's about to execute Merrick, and this would be the first of, I think, 4 times that he's about to murder Merrick, and Merrick's like, "I think I got this still," but he wouldn't have, because Alyssa runs and just grabs Merrick, and they both, like, jump off a cliff into the ocean.
Yeah, because he's like a demon, he can't go in there.
Right.
Probably. Don't like
it. They don't like it where it's wet.
No.
Except sometimes they can go in the little pool. But only some of them. Except for the one that was specifically a wet demon.
Well, I mean, some of the baddies definitely just jumped into the ocean to get a mermaid once, so...
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, sometimes rules are meant to be broken. So we go to commercial, we come back, and he's just like... they're unmorphed, they're drenched because they were in the water, and they're like getting up on the shore, and he's like, "Why did you save me?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "You were about to be murdered.
He was gonna cut the top half of you off."
And he's like, "I had it. I'm a lone wolf.
I told you this is my fight, and if he's gonna kill me, just let him. Damn,
just let him do it. God." Because he has a fundamental misunderstanding of how Power Rangers works.
Up until this point, It's been a regular episode, and this is the point where I was like, "This sucks, and I hate it."
Yeah. See, when we came back from watching it, you're like, "Oh, I hated this one," and I was like, "Oh, I didn't think it was like terrible. I didn't think it was good." And then I was like, except for the Merrick stuff. And you're like, it's all Merrick stuff. And I was like, oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that happened that isn't directly or adjacently Merrick.
There's one scene without him, but they talk about Merrick.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it counts.
Yeah. What frustrates me even more than him being like, why didn't you let Zenoku kill me? is that they... Alyssa saving him is a callback to when, as Zenoku, he, like, bandaged her up, but they don't...
Yeah.
They don't actually call it back.
It's a callback for people who remember it, but not in text. Like, it is not textually a callback, because it just is, like, also a thing that happened.
Yeah.
He takes out his wolf crystal and just throws it at the ground, and I thought he was like, I'm not the wolf anymore.
So if you're gonna help me, I'm not gonna be a Power Ranger.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, but it turns out that's just how you spawn a motorcycle. So a motorcycle pops up and he jumps on it, and we cut to the other Power Rangers being like blasted by Zenoku, and then Merrick's like, hey, and he looks over and Merrick drives right into Zenoku, just like snout first. Rams it right into him. They drive off a cliff.
Yep.
And then they're just gone. And the Rangers look down and they're like, oh, he's not here anymore. But the wolf crystal's on the ground. So they pick up the wolf. Or Alyssa picks up the wolf crystal. And she's like sad that Merrick was like, don't save me.
Yeah. As they're running back over to like where Alyssa has the crystal, really quick, Taylor is like, Zenoku couldn't have. But it's like, cut under the music.
Right. I didn't even hear it.
So she thinks he's dead or remerged or something.
Yeah.
And we don't get an explanation for what happened to them. They just like, they fell down a cliff so hard that they've teleported.
They separated into different places. So we go up to the Animarium and Alyssa, they're just talking about like why, they're asking Shayla, I think, why is Zenoku so powerful now? Which, he doesn't seem any more powerful than he was.
He was this powerful before, I think.
Yeah, but he kicked your ass the same amount before.
But they, I guess he's hitting harder.
Oh, maybe.
Like, he could still kick their ass before, but now it hurts more.
Right. And so he's like, why is he so powerful now? And Shayla's like, well, before, when he was merged, the power was in Zenoku and the Mask and Merrick and the three Dark Wild Zords. But now it's all together. And Taylor's like, oh, so like now that it's not being separated, he's just got all that concentrated evil juice.
Yeah. Here's why it doesn't make sense why Zenoku wants to re-merge with Merrick.
Right, to split the power up more. Seems like a bad call. But he's like, because he's like, when he's like telling Merrick his plan, he's like, because our souls were together for 3,000 years, like they want to be. But I want yours so I can be in charge of it this time. So maybe if he's like got Merrick's soul under his control instead of the other way, then he'll be stronger.
I feel like he was mostly in control last time because he was
like
an orc.
Exclusively pretty much. Yeah. But, look, it's not a good episode. I think Susie might be not great at this.
Maybe. Let me see what else she's written.
Let's pull up. Yeah, pull up. I'm going to keep going. You pull up some of Susie's greatest hits. Alyssa's like, well, what happened to Merrick? Is he just, like, gone? And Shayla, like, looks to the sky and very sullenly is like, no, he's still around. He's still out there. And the music for the bad karaoke song starts playing subtly underneath her. And I'm like, don't you dare sing.
It's crazy to me that they fired a man over this song. And they keep reminding us.
I think they fired
him
over the karaoke video part. Okay,
but they keep making sure we remember it.
Yeah, they have the music. Maybe they loved the song, but they were like, you got to sell it with this cool karaoke video. And they're like, this video sucks.
Okay, so far we've got Ancient Awakening and Soulbird Salvation.
Okay, both decent episodes.
Identity Crisis.
I think Ancient Awakening is pretty low down there, but it was like the first of like the fine episodes.
Let's see. Identity Crisis, A Father's Footsteps.
Identity Crisis is also pretty low. Father's Footsteps was all right, but it's not like a good episode.
And Wings of Animaria and this one. So
okay.
She did not write Sing Song, so she dodged Ooh. That bolt. That was Jill Donnellan.
That was Jill Donnellan, right. Well, okay, Susie, your average is pretty middle, pretty low, low middle then. So we cut to Merrick. He's just like dressing a wound at a fire. He's camping. He's just camping somewhere. And Zenaku just sneaks up on him. Just and like, it's like, well, what happened in the interim?
Yeah, because the wind blows a little bit and then Zenaku's behind him. And it's just like, how did you get here?
Yeah. I guess he hit him so hard with the motorcycle that Zenaku flew one way and then he tumbled down a cliff into the forest the other way.
Landed at a campsite.
And took until nighttime for Zenaku to find him again.
Does he? He has a fire. Does he have a tent?
No.
Okay, good. He'll be like, how the hell did he get a tent?
He just stole a tent.
Also, when he was playing pool with Willy, he just had his stupid Techno Team 2000 outfit on.
His jacket zipped all the way up to his chin is not very mobile. No. It can't be easier to play pool in a stiff jacket zipped all the way up to your chin.
No.
Bud, Merrick is so frustrating on so many levels. So Zenaku sneaks up on him. They start fighting.
And while this was happening, I thought, first of all, very good fight scene. It's unmorphed for Merrick, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I thought for a second, I was like, oh, this is why they hired this guy. But then I was like, wait a minute, it's dark and I can't see his face.
So maybe it's not. He does end up morphing after like getting kind of thrashed. And then he runs away from Zenaku. Like, I guess to like...
probably lure him out into the open, because Zenaku's home field is the forest.
Is right. It's a dark, moonlit forest. You got
again,
a point.
Again, they don't tell us that, but we have to remember it. Which I think right. We've given Power Rangers crap for not doing this, like being too... beating over the head with stuff like yeah. this. But there's a middle ground I think they could meet.
I think I do appreciate when they don't just like spell it all out for you like 40 times an episode. At the same time, I think there's like a lot of character motivation that could be a little bit better like done if they just would say like, remember this?
If it was just a little more clear.
Cause like they're never like, hey, like there's never like a wink and nudge to something that's like obvious, right? It's right, never they always beat you over the head with the obvious stuff like a million times.
Yeah, we'll
stuff
get a,
like
we'll
this,
get a 3
like,
minute flashback of like that scene from the other episode.
Right, yeah. But they're like, we're just not going to talk about it. So that he runs, Zenaku gives chase. We cut to Shayla, who's quietly holding the wolf crystal, looking up at the moon on the Animarium. While the wolf zord howls in the distance. And all the Power Rangers come out and they're in their PJs and it's very cute. And because I like how their PJs are like their personalities.
Yeah.
Like Taylor's in like a pajama set because she's a mom. Alyssa's like a college teen, so she's in like a tank top and pajama pants. I feel like Max is wearing like sweatpants and a thermal shirt. He looks like he's 9 in these pajamas. I don't remember what Danny was wearing because he's wearing all black and it was already dark, so I could barely tell.
Yeah. I can't remember if he had his stupid little night hat on. I hope he did.
I don't think he did. I hope so, though. And then Cole's just like in a t-shirt and his skivvies, I think.
Cole sleeps in his clothes.
You never know when a jungle animal might attack you and you got to run. So you got to stay dressed while you sleep. Taylor's like, what's that wolf sword saying, Cole, since that's a magic power you have? And he's like, so he's saying to follow him. So then they go, and we cut to the next day. They've been fighting all night, Merrick and Zenaku, and they're on the beach now. And for the second time, minimum, this episode, he's about to execute Merrick. But then the wolf cycle by itself, like it snarls, it's like, and runs into Zenaku and saves him.
Yeah.
Merrick, like, detransforms because he's been beaten up so bad.
After the wolf cycle hits Zenaku, we get maybe one of the weirdest shots because the motorcycle is supposed to be alive.
It's the wolf sword turned into a motorcycle. Yeah.
But we get this close-up of the, like, handlebar area where the head is from the side, and then it's like someone lets go of the handlebars and it just turns, and it's, I think it's supposed to be the wolf like looking at the camera. Yeah,
because he's like, thanks, wolf. And its mouth goes like,
it's before that, because he just like, he just goes like, hello. And it looks, it reads like when a dog tilts its head.
Right. But then he like growls a little bit. I guess it's like a you're welcome growl. Maybe.
Yeah. Rawr, 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 rawr. But it also growls like a motorcycle engine. Right. Which is
and
a cute touch.
Like the mouth is like clearly done in like the Flash 1.0. Yeah. the other Rangers run up and Merrick's like, you would risk your lives for me? And Nicole's like, I would give my life for my friends. And Alyssa's like, yeah, we all would.
Taylor said that.
Did Taylor say that? Mm-hmm. Alyssa said something afterwards about how like they're a team.
Yeah. Max, okay. Max and Danny don't say much.
No, they don't say much at all this episode. I don't know if Danny has a line.
I think he does, because I think it's toward the end when they chest bump. I think Max and Danny both say something.
Okay, they get one line total. Yeah. So then they're like, yeah, we're Power Rangers. And then they all morph. And then they're like, Power Rangers. And Zenaku's like, Crescent Blade. And just like hits all of them. And this huge explosion happens. And then we go to commercial. And when we come back, all the Rangers are gone. And Zenaku's like, what the heck happened? Did I kill him so good they atomized?
Did I vaporize the Power Rangers?
But then Alyssa and Danny jump on Zenaku and they give him the old Maya special, the old drag him on the ground.
Yeah, all the Rangers apparently, when they got Crescent Bladed, they all jumped into the sky.
Yep.
Because they just rained down on Zenaku for the next like minute and a half.
So does anybody else fight except for Cole? I didn't see Taylor and Max that I can remember.
I don't remember. I remember Merrick like falls on him. Cole fights him and Alyssa and Danny drag him.
Yeah, because it goes from the dragging to Cole with the entire salad blade.
Yeah.
He's single-handedly using it.
They must have done something. They probably just fell on him and like knocked him to the ground. Yeah. And then Alyssa and Danny grabbed him and threw him into a tree or whatever.
Maybe, because like, yeah, I just don't remember them. But then they do that and Merrick does his one pool move again, and he traps him in the pool field and does the one pool shot. And I was like, oh, so the moral of the story is don't learn new tricks?
Nope.
But don't worry, that's not the moral. So Zenaku blows up. Just kidding. He's like, I'm super powerful. I'm not going to blow up. Even though he did have lightning and was about to blow up. But then he's like, ah, and he starts growing. And he just grows by himself. He's like, now I'm going to stomp on you because I'm so big. And then the Wolf Zord bites him in the arm. And Mary's like, Wolf Zord. And then Alligator and Hammerhead are also there. And I don't remember if they do anything or not. But they're just, like, around.
I don't think so. I mean, they might, like, tail whip him or something.
So the three Zords are about to work together to attack Zenaku. Uh-huh. When Merrick says, no, we have to work together instead. Because he's a dumbass.
I mean, yeah. Then they make the Predazord.
Yeah.
To work together and fight him, I guess.
To work together as one single unit. Instead of being able to attack him from several sides, let's just do one.
And one of those sides is a giant alligator.
Yeah, he could just, like, bit his whole upper half and then, like, had the Hammerhead, like, break his legs or something. I don't know. So the Rangers then called the Megazord Ham Mode because it's got soccer ball rhino pants.
Yeah.
Runs in. They're like, yeah, let's do the Dillo kick. So they do the Dillo kick and it hits Zenaku in the front and he just catches the Dillo and then baseballs it back at them.
I love that.
It was pretty great.
He catches it and he like check passes it.
Yeah.
I think that's what that's called in basketball.
Yeah, basketball style. Yeah.
Yeah. It bounces off of both Megazords. So he's done, let's see, he caught it. That's dodgeball. He check passed it. That's basketball. It bounces off both of them. It's bowling. It's a 7-10 split.
Yeah.
It comes back to Zenaku, who slams a home run back into the Megazord.
And the Dillo
lands. I don't know if he hits both. He definitely hits the Predazord.
He definitely hits both because they're both like astray. And it lands in front of the Predazord when it's done bouncing around. And then Merrick has the flashback to Willie's cool trick shot. And then so he does that with the Dillo and it like bounces and lands down because he's like, what is this? And then it launches upwards and just absolutely murders his face.
It just grinds his face. It it's like a horror movie execution.
Yeah.
Where you just like shove someone's face into like a sanding wheel.
Like a belt grind. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it like blasts his face and like it bounces off and his horn's broken. He's like, oh, you broke my horn. And then he does that move where he has the tail that's made out of alligator teeth somehow. And it spins and it makes a big drill and he drills into Zenaku and kills him. And then he falls down and he dies.
Yep.
Zenaku is no more. Oh, no. So he doesn't fall down.
No, he gets deep fried and then, then disintegrates.
He just blows away in the wind. And now all the people of Turtle Cove have to wear masks for the next 2 days or else they don't breathe in dusty old Zenaku. So then we cut back down. They've gotten out of their Zords, but Merrick, like, I guess fell out far away.
We get a Shayla cut.
Oh, of her like dancing and being happy.
She's not just dancing. She's twirling, and she literally says, "Yay!" She does a twirl, and she goes, "Tra la la."
Did you see the giant lion this time?
No, but
it was right behind her. It's the big lion. It was like half the screen.
I did see. Because at one point, she's sitting there in the dark. It's before the Rangers wake up when she's looking at the wolf.
Yeah.
And at her feet is just like a weird little cat statue that I thought was just a legit cat, but it's not.
It's just a little statue. Is there a little kitty cat Zord, but it's like tiny? I would love that.
All it does is like purr and bite you sometimes.
Yeah, it'll like knock your water off the table.
And then look at you like, why'd you do that?
How could you do that to yourself? So Merrick lands elsewhere and they run up to him and he's still like hurt and like kind of banged up. And they're like, Merrick, we did it. Let's party. Yeah. I think that might be Danny and Max's only line is let's party and they chest bump.
They're like, let's celebrate. And Max is like, it's party time.
And then Merrick's like, I don't do partying. And they're like, oh, come on. Like, we just beat Zenaku. Like, you should be like, come celebrate with us. And he's like, I'll see if I can make it.
Well, yeah, he's like, no. And then he backs off. And Alyssa, like, talks him down or talks him into it, sort of. Because they're like, come on. And he goes, we'll see. But then he, like, walks away with them. And I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah. It's the weirdest combination of words in a sentence and actions that we're looking at because he's like, yeah. I don't know if I can make it. And then he goes with them.
But he doesn't go back with them. At some point, they separate.
He like runs into the woods because then we go to the animarium. They're having a luau. Shayla and Alyssa are playing limbo. Everyone's eating pineapples and whatever. They all have Lays on. And they're like, is Merrick really not going to show up? It's like, well, why'd you let him get away?
Why didn't you just bring him?
Also, do you really want to party with Merrick? Do you think Merrick would be a fun hang?
No. He's the walking personification of your fun at parties.
Yeah, right? So we cut from there down to Willie's. And Merrick comes back in through, like, the back door, I guess.
Yeah, Shayla did say before they cut away, like, I'm sure he's celebrating in his own way.
And Willie's like, hey, you're back. And Willie's been sitting at the pool table waiting for him the whole time, I guess.
For at least an entire day.
A day and a half, Willie! What? So he comes in, he's like, hey, are you ready to break? Since you're back now, it's your turn. And he takes the he takes the little rack off the pool balls. And Merrick's like, yep. And he shoots the pool ball. And it is the weak-assest break I've ever seen in my life.
You've never seen me play pool. Well, I think that's why.
It just like everyone's like, bah. And they kind of like the eight ball doesn't move at all. Like it doesn't, the momentum doesn't make it to the middle. And then that's where the episode ends. So, Josh, I started.
You did.
What's the best?
Oh, you know, so many things.
I know. I mean, an embarrassment of riches, really.
I don't know. Merrick does action morph a couple times, but, like, that's not super cool anymore.
I think I'm going to say the best is the Dillo smashing into Zenaku's face for
yeah.
10 seconds.
And just like didn't break his horn, but just sanded it down into a nub.
Yeah, ground it down. Now all that evil org horn dust, again, that's getting the water supply. They're going to have a whole big problem on their hands.
Or it's fine.
Or they won't.
I'm sure it's fine. I keep coming back to it. So I think I'm going to best the fight scene in the campsite. Because I do think the fight choreography there was very good.
It was. What's the worst?
I think the worst is Merrick wanting to punch Alyssa for saving his life.
When he gets like super mad at Alyssa for saving him, he's like, I'm the lone wolf. It's like, well, you're the howling wolf, according to your big jacket. You're not the lone wolf. And wolves are pack animals, you dummy. I also think that's the worst. It's so stupid. It's so like, yeah. It's like he's never seen an episode of Power Rangers before.
It's either that or Zenaku being like, I am so powerful now. I just wish I wasn't. So we should merge back together.
Man, I really wish I could hang out with Merrick more. What a sad life. Who's the MVP?
The Wolf Rangers stunt guy, because he took some nasty bumps going down some cliffs. He landed on his ass bone at least twice on an incline.
Okay.
And so that sucks.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's Alyssa.
It's also probably Alyssa. I'm going to stick with the stunt guy.
Yeah, that's fair. We both get one. Now we got to rank this bad boy.
It's not great. I'm looking probably at the lower part of the list, but not the bottom.
No, it's not Sing Song bad. I don't think it's Never Give Up bad.
No.
Is it Click Click Zoom bad? Where
I can't.
A camera monster made people invisible, but that's it.
It's named after a saliva song.
A saliva song. And at that point, pretty new saliva song. They thought that was going to age really well, I guess. What's Darkness Awakening? I don't even remember that one.
That's when the darkness awakened.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I feel like that has something to do with Master Org, maybe. Hang on, I can look up a brief description. It's episode 2.
Oh.
Barbed Wire Org has surfaced and starts to attack the city with his wires.
That's the one where we found out that you can't help villains. Villains are always going to be villains. You can't save them no matter what. Don't even try.
Right. You don't have a heart. You're a monster. I will punch you now.
Coming right off the heels of a Power Rangers season where they literally didn't kill the bad guy because they saved him instead.
And then he came back in this season and saved the day.
and then turned back into a barbecue dad.
And now he's just a cool dad. Probably tells really nasty puns.
I don't think this episode is that bad.
I don't either.
I don't. Okay, what about the Wings of Animaria? We're just going up from the bottom, right? So Wings of Animaria, that's when they get the Falcon's Orb. That's when the Power Rangers go to hell. And Air Utan 2 is like, do you want to go to heaven instead? You'll forget your friends. And they're like, no, we probably should. He's like, well, cool, then go to hell.
This is worse than that because the Power Rangers do like Power Ranger stuff in that one and are exactly the opposite.
I think you've convinced me. So coming in at number 22 between Wings of Animaria and Darkness Awakening is Unfinished Business. Again, I am amazed in the 445 episodes of Power Rangers there have been. None of them were called Unfinished Business. Seems like a pretty easy title to drop anywhere in any season.
Yeah, every season has a multi-parter.
Right?
So
every season has someone that comes back.
Yeah.
That you gotta deal with. There's business you gotta finish in every season. So that's the end of the episode for us. We will see you on Friday. Did you catch the name of the next one?
You know, I did, and I don't remember it. Hang on. I got to scroll all the way back down now.
All right.
Homecoming.
Oh, that's a Buffy episode.
Yeah, we're watching a Buffy episode next week.
Hot damn, that episode rules. Slayerfest 98, baby. They think Cordelia is Faith. And then Faith tells the girl that he dumped Buffy for that Scott has VD because he's a jerk and it's very good.
So you can expect that on Friday.
So we'll talk about that on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
see if HEB.com/apples, I guess, has a better